Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And, can things get any better? Oh, I mean worse. Yesterday, last night, out of the Hal Turner radio show, there was an airbase, a Russian airbase in Syria that was struck. And he reports that there were unknown aircraft. They attacked Russia's airbase in Latakia in Syria. At the time of the posting, the attack had been going on for about 55 minutes. Israel is suspected to be the attacker. Not only did unknown aircraft hit a warehouse on the base where the Iranian plane had just been unloaded, it also reports there were salvos of ship-launched missiles that began hitting the Russian base launched by ships in the Mediterranean Sea. Could they have been American ships and Israeli aircraft? Only the United States and NATO according to Hal Turner, only the United States and NATO have naval vessels in that part of the Mediterranean. If the airstrikes were carried out by Israel and the naval missiles by the U.S. and NATO, then World War III has just begun. This was this morning, Eastern Time, 12:27 a.m. Syrian media, I'm really trying to read fast and I need to slow down. Syrian media reports that Syrian and Russian air defense have been actively engaging hostile targets for over 15 minutes in Latakia, Jebla, and Tartos. Russian-operated, I can't pronounce the name of the airbase, was among the targets with over 50 projectiles reportedly intercepted. Large fires broke out near Jebla. Israel did report hitting terrorist targets in western Syria and along the Syrian coastline along the Mediterranean. Russian air defenses are reportedly firing at Israeli aircraft. The strikes occurred an hour after the arrival of an Iranian plane belonging to Qassam Fars airline. What was on the plane? This was a target. Israel knew something was coming on board that plane. I don't know if you would think missiles. The source of the bombing is not yet confirmed, but 30 missiles have been fired from a naval battleship between 3:55 and 4:41 a.m. And he goes on to say that teeny tiny little Israel seemed to have bitten off more than they can chew. Their self-importance and incomparable arrogance has finally gone too far. These individuals, I'm telling you, they don't realize that this war is in the Bible, in Psalm 83. I don't have really right now, I don't want to get into that again, because there are some other articles I want to discuss. My wife received a text from a relative, and I'm going to discuss this matter of this Hurricane Helene, triggered hurricane. It was not natural. It was, you might say, from the time that the air currents left Africa, the wind patterns were, I guess you could say, the environment or the moisture in the air in the eastern Atlantic were ripe to begin to baby the wind pattern, the moisture. And this is what we have the ability to do. Years ago, I watched videos on how they would actually take these hurricanes and using microwave, they would, like years ago when we were children, you turn your bicycle upside down and you start moving your front tire, spinning it, while you hit it with the side of your hand and you just keep making it go faster and faster. Well, they have the ability through microwave, satellite can heat up the moisture, heat the air, heat the surface of the ocean, and get an extra amount of moisture into the air. Then using NEXRAD NEXRAD, you can put ships or satellite and begin to spin a weather pattern and spin it and make it begin to move faster. And then you can actually use microwave to push it and steer it either north in the Atlantic, south in the Atlantic. You can steer it due to the down south in the area of south of the south of Florida in the the islands. You can steer it into the Gulf, or you can bring it up through Florida and take it along the eastern shoreline of the United States, or you can bring it all the way into the Gulf and hit New Orleans, depending on your objective. They have that ability. It's in the Bible. It's been hidden in the Bible for our time. Nevertheless, it is there. The technology would be available in the time in which we live. We do use it. We just used it. I'll be back to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Matt Vax and the Rev here. Did you hear about the special guest we've got coming on the show? The Managing Director for Government Affairs from the USCCA coming to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming election cycle. It's going to be a great show. Don't miss it. Saturday at 1.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Okay, weekdays 11 to 1, The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour of the program, which is this hour, will air at between 6 and 7, Monday through Friday, on America's Freedom, I'm sorry, on 1360KHNC.com. Or on 1360 AM radio out of Johnstown, Colorado. The first hour airs over the radio site, Studio A, or KHNC radio. And then the podcasts are aired or are archived on 1360KHNC.com. Technology that we have, the HARP program being discussed back in the late 90s here on this station, is where I first heard about it, is a technology that they began. This was part of Ronald Reagan's Star Wars. This program began back in the World War II with microwave and Nexrad and there are two ways for them to shoot microwave into the atmosphere. I'm going to write them down so I can remember them. I almost have it, but anyhow, they are able to, back in the, I think it was 91, when we had the heavy rains in Iowa and the North Dakota, the big heavy floods. What had happened is the weather patterns, moisture coming from the West Coast that naturally flows over the country, they hit the moisture with microwave and they caused it to stall over Nebraska, and as soon as it built up, they allowed it to move on east and then they caused it to stop in Iowa, Illinois, and it rained for weeks, flooded. That's when we had the big floods in the Midwest. Boston, the normal weather patterns, it was dry, extremely dry to the east, on the East Coast. And I'm sorry, I forgot to turn my volume on my phone off here. I needed to use this because I'm going to read something, this text that someone sent me. I'm trying to just tell you what they can do through HARP. They can steer weather. They can stop moisture patterns. They can warm up the oceans. They can spin a hurricane as it's beginning, in its infancy. they can direct it as it goes west toward the U.S. or into the Caribbean or into South America, the northern part of South America. This is fact. This is not conjecture. This is weather warfare 2025. Now they're going to weather warfare 2030. From this point into the future, the globalists in the West, in this country, will use weather as a weapon on the nations that refuse to go along with, to be a part of, America's world hegemony. This will be the pattern. It's in the Bible. It's all through the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 13. And it is just technology that will be used by man to destroy mankind through drought, through floods, through diseases. In Revelation 13, they can bring fire down from the sky, which is hotter than the sun, which is laser. They've already done it in Hawaii. They've done it in Paradise, area of Paradise, California. And they'll use it on Americans. They'll use it on any nation that won't go along with the plan or the wishes of the rulers of the world. Boy, I didn't prepare for this one. I'm having to go I have the memory. I'm just trying to figure out how to put it together. NexRad, what is the other system they use? NexRad, oh my gosh, it frustrates me. I can't remember. Well, anyhow, what happened in North Carolina was weather warfare. I watched video as the hurricane, like a bicycle tire or a balloon, moving up in that into that area. All of a sudden, you could see Doppler radar, Doppler and NexRad. That's what I was looking for, Doppler. You can see all through the area to the west of North Carolina and the East Coast, you could see these Doppler sights flashing. They're all pinging like sparklers, and they're stopping the hurricane, holding it in place. And you take a balloon, and you take a balloon and you press it against a wall, and you see how it flattens out. So you have one side of the balloon round, which would be the eastern side of the hurricane. The western side of the hurricane would be like pressing it against a wall. It flattened. And this was what all of these Doppler sites were doing. They were hitting the moisture with microwave, and they held it in place, and they flattened it. And when you flattened it, the spin means that in this one restricted area, the force of the winds are going to accelerate, and they move faster. The winds to the east side of the hurricane may have been 95, 100, but where it was flattened against that microwave wall, the winds were 135, 140, possibly even more, faster than 150 miles an hour. It was right there. I watched it, and I'm thinking, wow. And I don't mean two or three Doppler sites. I mean, there was like 50 sites from north to south, hitting microwave, hitting that western wall of the hurricane. They held it in place. And, you know, the Bible says that you're going to have people, the word in the New Testament, scoffers, people who ridicule, people that talk about our ability to use weather for weather weapon, as a weather weapon, as a weapon, that they're scoffers. They are people that the truth is there in front of them, and they don't believe it. You can't make them believe it. You can tell them, you touch that burner, you're going to burn your hand. They say it's not on till they touch it. And when they touch it, it's too late. Damage is done. In the book of Isaiah 66, God tells the children of Israel, the God of Israel is speaking to his people saying, I want to save you. I want to protect you. I'm looking out for your best interests. But you need to listen to me. There are certain things that you do that will bring punishment from my hand upon you. If you don't want to listen, then I am going to allow you to be deceived. But not only will you be deceived, if you don't want to know the truth, if you don't want to believe the truth, then what I'll do is I will pick your deception. I will choose how you're going to be deceived. I'm God. I will decide I'm going to do this or that so that you're deceived and that you will pay the consequences. You will suffer the consequences. So with what I'm presenting out in the audience, there will be those that are scoffers that don't understand. It's okay. For those that do understand, this is a sign that we are in the end time. We are in the time before Christ returns. Mankind would have the technology to do exactly what I just presented, to take a weather pattern and nurture it and turn it into a hurricane with millions of metric tons of water. Then, as it develops, you can begin to spin it so that it spins faster than normal. Then, your wind velocities, 50, 80 miles an hour. And then you can steer it across the Atlantic and you can target an area that you feel or which they feel would be best for their objectives. Katrina was one of the early experiments. Harvey, was it the other one? Irene? These were all, the hand of man was upon them. The fingerprints. Who can do this? Well, this kind of technology and this type of evil is centered in Colorado. Right here in Colorado, the weather is steered via computer, satellite, through NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Headquarters, and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, tied into the computer bank at CSU in Fort Collins, and tied into the facility west of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And the Bible says it would come from high places in America. A high place where there would be powerful witchcraft. You're going down the rabbit hole, but God says nothing will be hidden. Everything must be revealed. Everything must be exposed. God says it's going to happen. It will happen. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
The world is going down a rabbit hole. And the problem is that people don't see it. They won't see it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that empire has the technology to shake the foundations of the earth or the plates and cause earthquakes, or to stir up a volcano, cause it to fester, like somebody with acne problems, and trigger the lava flows, or take the wind patterns in the Midwest and create a mile-wide tornado, or maybe 3 or 4 half-mile-wide tornadoes at the same time. It's in the Bible. Jesus Christ said that, and the scriptures, the prophets of Israel said that in the years before the Messiah of Israel comes, it'd be their first time, but for we believers, it will be the second coming of Christ. The earth will be shaken, violence internationally, technology that mankind cannot comprehend. Not only to look into the heavens, but look into not only the strand of a DNA, but each strand, each individual strand and the helix of a DNA, of mankind's DNA, and be able to take the strands, two strands, add to it a third strand, and add another creature to human DNA, or human DNA to the DNA of a hog, or a cow, or a snake, or a mouse. This technology exists. Jesus said that in the time in which he came, that he would come, that there would be these wars. And, you know, 200 years ago, there were many wars occurring all over the world. But no one knew, maybe until a month later, what was happening in Mongolia or India or Brazil, because it took time for the news to travel. Our news today, which is Christ was saying that there would be wars, rumors of wars, and it would be in real time. Right now in Israel, I could go on to a certain site, Times of Israel, and find out what is happening 5 minutes ago. I could even probably watch video of something happening at this very second, or 2 seconds ago. In Revelation, I think it's chapter 6, God is saying that there would be these rulers of the world. And this is in the book of Revelation. He wasn't talking about the times of the Caesars. He was talking about the time before he returns. The rulers of the world, the men who are wealthy beyond imagination, who have armies. They control navies, air force. They control the flow of money, of goods. But also they control technology. Russia has the technology we have. But Russia doesn't have the ability to do what America can do with existing technology, because Russia's technology is 10 years old, 10 years behind. China has technology, is able to steer weather, create, they don't have the means, Russia nor China have the means to take a depression and turn it into a monsoon or to a typhoon. We do. We've had that for decades and decades. And we now, America, has a resolve to use this technology on the American people, on the Chinese, on the Japanese. The Japanese, they're the target of American technology because they have been dumping U.S. Treasury notes, bonds. They're the target. Russia's a target. China's a target, India's a target, Brazil's a target. And how's America? We think in terms that we need more manpower. We need bright minds that can run technology. All these bright kids are going to be drafted next year. All you're going to need some to be put in places of conflict. But these other the other kids are going to be put in the military, and they're going to be running high tech. They're going to be running sophisticated projects. This is where America is right now. What happened in North Carolina, this was no accident. This was planned. Yes, it's going to interfere with the election. Yes, it's a national catastrophe. It's a national emergency. And it could be one of many different pieces that can halt this election. With the Russian air base being bombed last night, what do you think Russia, how's Russia going to respond? They're going to respond one way or the other. And everything, this is, all these pieces are being put together. The American people are up against people that are so cunning, so brilliant, so evil. We do not imagine, cannot imagine, cannot understand, do not realize. The only way to fight this evil is not through votes, through prayer, through prayer. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering pear tree for $269.50 and get another tree for 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for $270. Come
you see! I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
There are changes on the horizon. Hi, this is Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist in Northern Colorado, with important information about Medicare in 2025. There will be significant changes to your prescription drug plan and many Advantage plans next year. The Medicare annual enrollment period starts next month on October 15th. This will be a very important time to get a review of your current drug plan and your Advantage plan. Remember that you can only make changes between October 15th and December 7th. Be sure and watch your mailbox for your annual notice of change, which will show you the changes for 2025. I'm available to do a complimentary review of your prescription drug plan and your Advantage plan. I'm available by phone anytime, 970-612-8717, online at danthemedicareman.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. In the podcasts for the both programs, 1360KHNC.com. And Monday through Friday, the first hour replayed on AM Radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado. This has moved from, well, it has been for, especially in the last decade, since Donald Trump became president the first time. He won't be a second, there won't be a second time for Donald Trump. The great spiritual war in America began. A great spiritual war between the those who worship Satan and Lucifer against the society in general, the Jewish people, absolutely. But this battle right now, the people in the secret societies that worship you know, the devil worshiper, the Luciferians, those that worship Lucifer, they don't like to be called devil worshipers. Because you see, the devil has less power than Lucifer, because the devil fell. They worship Lucifer, the angel of light. They don't want to be put in the category of those who worship Satan or the devil. No, they want to worship the top, Lucifer. Well, it's like a dog is a dog. An Airedale is a dog. It's just an Airedale. Or a German Shepherd, it's a dog. Well, we don't want to be called a dog. We want to be called a German Shepherd. So these people want to be, you know, they want to be acknowledged as Luciferians, those in the Illuminati. They don't consider themselves to be devil worshipers. They're Illuminati. Dog is a dog. It's just, well, we're German Shepherds. We're not a mutt. You know, we're not just some little mutt that has a pedigree of 50 different dogs. We are a pure genealogy. A dog is a dog, whether it's a poodle, whether it's a German Shepherd, doesn't matter. A dog is a dog. In that world, they all worship the same creature. The war is between that creature and his children and Jesus Christ and his children. It's very simple. The war is between two spiritual powers in this country. Not the Christians that don't have a clue, that are powerless. They're out of the battle. They're handicapped. They're no threat. The battle in this country is between the devil worshipers that rule this country and the true, faithful Christian believers in Christ or Yeshua or Jesus or Sheshu, depending on what race you are. Sheshu is Yeshua. Sheshu is Jesus in Japanese. They know, to the devil worshipers, they don't care how we refer to Jesus Christ, whether Yeshua or Jesus or Jesus. They don't care, because they know who their enemy is. Their enemy is the Son of God, the enemy who wrote the book of Revelation, the individual who gave John a revelation and had John document everything that he saw. It exposes Lucifer, the dragon, Apollyon, whatever, all these names of the devil, the serpent. Jesus Christ exposed this angelic being and his army, spiritual army, in the book of Revelation, and they hate it. The Satanists, they target in the government, they target the Christians who are making a difference. Maybe Joplin, Missouri, flattened. How about Chimney Rock, North Carolina? Is it North Carolina? How about they always hit Florida? Texas? Conservative states? Conservative means generally there's a high percentage of people that believe in Christ, churchgoers. This is who they're targeting. Internationally, who is the Xi Jinping targeting in China? Yeah, the Muslims. But even more importantly, he's targeting the faithful Christians who know how to pray and who know how to beseech God on behalf of themselves and the society. There's a great Christian army in China. And in North Korea, a great, powerful Christian army. They're thriving. We're going to thrive in America, too. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Got a text from my wife, from a text sent to her from by her sister. This is about the area in South Carolina. I can't post. This was on X last night. I can't post online. Quote: I can't post online because it's not quite public yet. But government officials had a town meeting with all the residents of Chimney Rock. and basically told them the town was being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by the federal government. They would not be able to move back, and basically their homes, like the ones that were standing, were no longer theirs, and the federal government owned it all. I don't know what crazy plan, why the play for the land is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. Let me tell you, as someone who lives in Charlotte and has friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, they are not being helped, and this is actually being a stand-down operation by federal government. Our friend owns an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. They had a town meeting yesterday. Someone from the federal government told them that all the things in the town, told them all of these things at the town meeting, but doesn't want the information getting out. They are not picking up the bodies. The stench of the bodies everywhere is insane. And for some reason, the government does not want to pick up the bodies. One pastor of a local church was going door to door delivering water, and they changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the homes they've gone to needed body bags. They were trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies. They're just leaving them to rot in the streets. You can post it. The message needs to go out. Something evil is going on in North Carolina mountains. I don't want to be identified. Just today, we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Hendersonville, North Carolina, that had no food for tons of moms and babies. And the stores around are empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or had anything to drink in days, and just got an SOS message out for help, trying to tag the Cajun Navy and Operation Airdrop, but people are dying by the minute. Multiple truckers have reported having their tires slashed. Our friends from Chimney Rock said they have heard multiple stories of people being robbed at gunpoint, making supply runs. Two people that drove down to Charlotte yesterday, and today one we helped said bodies in trees all over ditches in major roadblocks. Something weird is going on. Someone with a large national megaphone needs to amplify how bad it is. People are now starting to die, trapped. Town is in operation. Airdrop, North Carolina Central Command. They need pilots with planes. They're asking now for trucks. People with big equipment are needed, but more than anything, the nation needs to put pressure on Washington to deploy the National Guard ASAP. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes and continue with what's happening due to this weapon of mass death.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us.